Pope Benedict XVI is scheduled this morning to celebrate Mass to mark the 850th anniversary of the founding of the Marian Shrine of Mariazell in Austria. In a meeting with Austrian dignitaries yesterday, the Holy Father spoke of the profound Christian roots of Europe, defended the right to life from conception to natural death, and affirmed the substantial agreement and continuity between Christian faith and human reason. Veronica Skersbeck reports.
Well, good morning from Vienna. Today is the day we've been expecting here as Pope Benedict goes to Mariazell to celebrate 8 centuries and a half since this Marian shrine high in the Styrian Alps was first founded. And as he said himself when he arrived here yesterday, the very reason he's here in Austria is to make this Marian pilgrimage to what is the most popular shrine in Central Europe. Of course, it will be a great celebration with Mass outside the Basilica, which houses the famous little Lindenwood statue, representing Our Lady pointing to the Christ child in a gesture symbolic of the motto of this journey, Look to Christ. You know, it takes 2.5 hours to reach Mariazell from Vienna by car up a windy road with stunning scenery. 800 buses are making their way up there now, right now. And 33,000 people are expected in this tiny, elegant hamlet, which only has 3 narrow roads. Representatives from the entire Catholic Church in Austria are making their way there, but also pilgrims from different European nations. And, of course, the press will be present. TV vans were already parked outside the Basilica when I visited the day before yesterday. What's certain is that everyone will be looking up to the skies when they hear the chopping of the helicopter that brings the Pope there. I asked an Austrian Benedictine to tell us more about the meaning of this shrine at Mariazell. His name is Johannes Paulus Abrahamovich.
The history of Mariazell is very interesting because it's not a particular sanctuary. A Benedictine monk in his cell had this statue. And he had that cell because he was sent there from his abbot in St. Lambrecht, in Styria, and he said, you please go there in this region and you make a bit of pastoral work among these people in the wood, and I give you this statue with you. So he went there, he bought his little cell, his little room to live, and put the statue inside. There was no apparition, no particular miracle, just the simplicity of a Benedictine monk who has his devotion while he has to serve to the people.
Looking back at yesterday evening, I'd like to mention the Pope's meeting at the Hofburg Palace when he met first with Austria's President Heinz Fischer and then went to the ceremonial hall to speak to authorities and diplomats as well as intellectuals such as rectors of universities and representatives of key international organizations.
Dieser Besuch ist mein erster als Bischof von Rom.
Beginning his address, he highlighted how this meeting reflected the good relations marked by reciprocal trust between Austria and the Holy See, remarking too how Austria is a model of social solidarity. He then listed examples of this across the world. On a more historical note, the Pope went on to underline the role of Austria at a crossroads between Eastern and Western Europe, a nation which was once at the heart of an empire, unifying vast areas of Central and Eastern Europe, and where today the process of unification remains a most significant achievement. Europe, he stressed, cannot and must not deny her Christian roots.
Seine Worte sind aufmerksam gehört worden.
Christianity has profoundly shaped this continent, something clearly evident in this nation. And the shrine at Mariazell in particular is a meeting place for the different peoples of Europe. It's one of those places where men and women have drawn and continue to draw strength from on high. Pope Benedict also touched on a number of key issues like the European model of life, one he described as being under the pressure of modern economic forces and facing great challenges. He then invited politicians to regulate and limit globalization so it does not occur at the expense of the poorer nations and of the poor and wealthier nations with the effect of proving detrimental to future generations. It was in Europe, he went to say, that the notion of human rights was first formulated, and he specified the fundamental human right is the right to life itself. Abortion cannot be a human right, nor can the so-called actively assisted death. Moving on to another crucial issue, Pope Benedict spoke of the European heritage as a tradition of thought, which considers essential a substantial correspondence between faith, truth, and reason. Finally, Pope Benedict outlined the role of the European Union, its responsibility in assuming a role of leadership in the fight against global poverty and its efforts to promote peace. That's all from me here in Vienna for the moment.